wish for it or you can work for it.
You gotta work for greatness.
If you ain't working, you should be working. Come on, let's work.
Welcome to Confessions of a Workaholic, where we share the untold success secrets of fearless female entrepreneurs who are obsessed with success. This is your girl, Coriel. So excited to be back for another soul-snatching solo episode. And if you happen to enjoy the show, please feel free to leave your girl a 5-star review. I love reading your reviews and getting your feedback. And I want to make sure I'm talking about the things y'all want to hear about, you want to know about, y'all want my opinion on. So if you have a show topic, if you have a guest that you would like for me to interview, slide in my DMs and let me know what y'all want to know about. I definitely want to make sure that I'm providing you all with the resources, the tips, the tricks, and the tools that you need to take action towards your goals. I got to start by giving a shout out to my work squad. Y'all, if you were unfamiliar with my work squad, let me just let you know. The work squad is a private accountability community where we are literally sharing resources with one another daily. We are doing trainings with one another every week. And last night, we actually had a business credit training. So the squad has been asking me, yo, Co, what's up with this business credit? I've been seeing you with these American Express cards. I've been seeing you talking about getting your credit together. What's up with the business credit? Well, one thing you got to know about me, I don't like to talk about things I don't know about. I don't like to tell y'all about stuff I didn't heard about. So I had to bring on the expert. So Credit Queen Irene, Miss Irene Day, presented an amazing training for the work squad last night on business credit. She talked about what business credit is, the importance of your personal credit in relation to establishing your business credit, the type of accounts you need to get, the cards, the funding, the banks you need to be doing business with. So shout out to you, Miss Irene. We definitely enjoyed and appreciated that training. If you are not down with the squad, I highly recommend that you log on to workprayslay.com/squad. I'll make sure I put that link in the show notes so that you can join the squad. It's open to women all around the world. If you have Wi-Fi, you can join the squad, all right? Definitely have to let y'all know a couple of updates about Work, Pray, Slay Weekend, which is going down this October 31st through November 3rd, right here in ATL. It's our 7th annual. Y'all, we ain't new to this. We true to this, okay? And every single year, my dream team and I go deep into thought, into meditation, into prayer about how we can present the biggest, the best, the baddest Women's Weekend of the year. And this year is not going to disappoint. It's not going to be any different from the years in the past. We are showing up and we are showing out. If you have not made plans to attend Work, Pray, Slay Weekend, I don't know what you're doing, but you're about to miss out. Vendor opportunities are completely sold out. VIP passes are completely sold out. We are down to the last two platinum passes if you would like to attend all 4 days. And if you're just trying to kick it with us on Saturday and Sunday with that general admission pass, we definitely still have plenty of those left. If you have already secured your pass to Work, Pray, Slay, make sure you are checking your emails. We've been sending out updates and announcements. We sent out the dress code to give you some inspiration so you can start doing your shopping. If you are like me and you hate going to the mall, so you need time, you need an advance notice so you can do all of your online shopping and all of your online ordering, then I got you. We just sent out that dress code for you to get it all the way together. I am on the hunt right now to get my looks together. So I'm super excited to see what everybody comes up with. And I can't wait for y'all to get this work at Work, Pray, Slay. I'm going to put the link for Work, Pray, Slay in the show notes as well. If you are not following me on Instagram, like, I don't know what you're doing, but I have all of the fun on Instagram at Coriel. And the other day, I announced my retirement. I gave y'all my official retirement notice. I am laying busy at the beach, the girls' trip edition, to rest. Y'all, after 5 years, it's time, okay? I told you a couple episodes back about the terrible time that we had in Cancun, and I am taking it as a sign, okay, which is this week's episode inspiration. This is a sign. This is what it's all about. I love being able to share with you all my lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I told y'all all about the ugly that was busy at the beach. And I am taking that experience as a sign from God that, listen, you've done it. Like, you did it. You did what you set out to do, and it's time to move on. So on that last solo episode, I told y'all, you know, about the experience. I told y'all how I was apologizing to all of the guests. Y'all, after I reached out to each and every guest, literally every single one, reached out to everybody by phone, then sent a recap email once I, you know, spoke to everyone who answered their phones. Y'all, one of the girls that attended Busy at the Beach on this terrible trip, now it was terrible, I'm not gonna lie, it was terrible, put out this post about me, y'all, on Facebook. And y'all know these Facebook groups go hammy, okay? So there's this Facebook group that's like, I feel like every Black woman who has a business is inside of this Facebook group, okay? This girl put out a post about me on Facebook about how the trip was so terrible. You know, she spent X number of dollars. She did not have the experience she thought. And basically just like blew up my whole shit in this Facebook group. And part of me felt some type of way, like, girl, I've already emailed y'all. I've talked, you know, I've called, we've talked about this. I thought, you know, not that it was resolved, but I definitely thought that we had come to an understanding. And clearly your girl did not come to an understanding. So she put out this post. You know, just, I don't want to say like trying to drag my name through the mud, because my name speaks for itself. I've done enough in the last, you know, 7 years, as an entrepreneur to where I feel like, you know, I don't necessarily have to defend my name. However, so many things went wrong at this Busy at the Beach experience that I know, like, I know nothing happens for a reason. She is 100%, she's 100% entitled. That's the word I'm looking for. Entitled to her opinion. She's entitled to be frustrated. She did not get the experience she received. So I can't be mad at her for putting this post up in a Facebook group. Okay. I wasn't even mad. I felt some type of way because, you know, if somebody says something about you, you're going to feel some type of way. So I felt some type of way, but I wasn't even mad because, girl, you are entitled to your opinion. You are entitled to express your opinion. You know, I don't believe that you know, if somebody does something that you feel is wrong, it's totally up to you to be able to express that. But I take all of this, every single thing that has happened in relation to this Busy at the Beach disaster, Busy at the Beach gate, I take all of that as being a sign from God that it really is time for you to transition. And I have been going back and forth with myself probably for the last year about what I wanted to do with Busy at the Beach, about how I wanted, you know, to grow this brand, about how I wanted to remove myself from the equation, because I personally don't have the time or the energy or the personality to be hosting all of these group trips. I told y'all I'm an introvert. So I've already been thinking about how I could, you know, step outside of the Busy at the Beach experience. And so I feel like this was God definitely telling me, all right, girl, you've been talking about it. Now it's time to be about it. I'm going to make it so that you don't have a choice. Sometimes God makes us so uncomfortable to where it's like, okay, you could kick, you could scream, you could fight, but you got to get your ass up out of here. And I feel like I've been kicking, I've been screaming, I've been fighting. And God is like, okay, but you got to get your ass up out of here. Like, it's time. It's time, y'all. And so this week's episode is all about knowing when it's time, seeing the signs and knowing when it's time, all right? I believe that every single thing that happens to us is truly happening for us, and none of it is happening by mistake. None of it is happening by accident. There's no such thing as a coincidence. And so anytime obstacles come up for me, I know that God is trying to teach me a lesson. He's challenging me to get creative, to turn that obstacle into an opportunity. And I'm not about to lay down and cry about it. I'm not about to let somebody or let this experience, you know, make me question my purpose. I know about God's calling on my life. I know that there are things that I'm meant to do. And I understand that even when I'm frustrated, even when I feel like I'm fighting this fight alone, I know that God has me. I know that God is constantly working with me, right? He's constantly working on your girl, okay? So this week, I want to talk about, well, I want this to be a sign for you, actually. Not I want to talk about. I want you to take this as a sign So we often wait for a sign, we ask for a sign, and that sign shows up and we'd be like, nah, I'm not ready yet. Or nah, that ain't what I was looking for. And so because God shows up in so many ways, at so many unexpected times, with so many unexpected announcements, right? You have to be willing to see the signs, okay? So let's talk about this. I got 5 tips, 5 steps to seeing these signs, all right? Number one, you got to set a clear intention. So this busy at the beach blow up is a result of me setting a previous intention to stop doing these girls trips. You can't tell God you want something and then get mad when he gives it to you in a way that you weren't expecting it. So I went to God a long time ago and expressed my interest in transitioning busy at the beach. I did that. I did that, y'all. I didn't tell him I wanted to get out of it, you know, looking pretty. I didn't tell him I wanted to get out of it without any scars, without any scratches. I just told him I was ready for it to be done. I was ready for the busy at the beach girls getaways to come to an end. That was a clear intention that I set. Now, I wasn't expecting it to come to an end in the way that it came to an end. You can't control the way that God decides to answer, but I did set that clear intention. And so I want you to understand, nothing is going to manifest in your life unless you have a clear intention about what you want. So you have to know what you want, all right? Yeah, I know y'all have heard me say this before on the show. God can't give you what you want if you don't know what you want. So you have to set a clear intention about what you want, independent of what you think everybody else wants for you, what everybody else thinks you should do, what's comfortable, what you feel like doing. Independent of all of those things, you have to set a clear intention. Be intentional. Napoleon Hill says you have to have a chief definite aim. In order to manifest anything, you have to be going after something specific. So what is that clear intention? What is that thing that you want? Number one, you got to set a clear intention. Number two, you got to ask for what you want. You have to be willing to ask for what you want. So number one, you got to know what you want. But number two, you got to know what you need and be willing to ask for it. So are you setting an intention in your head, but then shying away from speaking that intention out loud? Are you shying away from really speaking to God about the things that you say that you want? So what is that clear intention? You have to know that within yourself before you can ask for what you want. Because you don't know what you want, or you don't know what you need to be able to ask for it if you don't even have a clear intention. So ask for what you want. Ask for that guidance. All right. Ask for the guidance. Ask for the answers. When I was going through like the emotions of the busy at the beach blow up, because I told y'all on that last episode that for that whole week, it was just like messing with me. Like I couldn't fall asleep without thinking about it. In the morning, I was waking up thinking about it. Like I really, truly had to ask God for guidance. I had to ask God, what do you want me to do? Because I got myself into this mess. Me, my mind, and my decision-making got me into this mess. So what I need at this point, God, I'm surrendering. I'm giving it up. I need your guidance. I need you to tell me what you want me to do. Forget what I've been trying to do. You tell me what you want me to do. Because what I was trying to do, it didn't work. So at this point, what do you want? So I had to clearly ask God, what can I do to rectify this situation? What can I do to resolve this mess? And when I tell you clear as day that answer came through, clear as day. Clear as day that answer came through. Okay, but you cannot receive the answer if you don't ask the question. So number one, you got to set a clear intention. Number two, you got to be willing to ask for what you want. Now, number three, you got to watch for the signs, okay? So I asked God, how do I get through this? What do you want me to do? How can I make these ladies feel better? How can I provide a resolution? After you ask, then you got to watch for the signs, okay? You got to watch as God tries to give you the signals. God be trying to send us all, show us the signs. God be like in the corner of the room holding up the sign, sending up smoke signals, trying to get our attention. And our stubborn asses still try to do what we want to do. We still try to take matters into our own hands, still try to play God and try to figure it all out. But I am here to tell you that once you ask for whatever it is you want, you have to watch for the signs. You have to wake up, tune in, and watch God work, okay? I believe that God is always working behind the scenes on our behalf. But most of the times, we are so caught up in trying to be in control. We're so caught up in trying to predict when everything is going to happen. We're so caught up in trying to make things happen the way we want them to happen that we don't even allow God to work. He's putting in his work on our behalf, but we can't even benefit from it because we're not paying attention. So you got to watch for the signs. In addition to watching for the signs, the next step is being open to the answer. Single ladies, this is for you, because the best way to illustrate this one is with the man thing. So a lot of times we ask God for something real specific. God, I want this. And if this does not show up looking like this, if it doesn't show up looking the exact way that we envisioned it in our minds, we're going to think, nah, this ain't for us. So you pray to God, you write out these lists and these letters and set these intentions about this healthy, happy relationship, this beautiful, God-fearing man that you want to attract. And God can literally send this man to your door and you'll slam that door right in this man's face because he didn't show up the way you were expecting. You have one idea of beautiful, but God sent you another version of beautiful, which was your beautiful. You just couldn't see it because it didn't show up in the box that you anticipated it coming in. So you have to be open to God's answer. And you have to understand that it may not show up in the way that you expected it. So whether we're talking about the answer to a problem like I had, or we're talking about a man showing up, or a career showing up, or a job opportunity showing up, or a business partnership showing up, or an opportunity to make money showing up, you have to understand that it won't always show up the way you are expecting to see it, but that doesn't mean that it's not for you. Be open to the answer that God has for you, even if it sounds a little bit different. And that answer that God has for you, that sign that God is going to send you, it can come through a song. You can be reading a book and flip to a page and the answer is there. Someone can call you up on the phone with the answer that you were looking for. Someone can casually mention it in conversation, the exact answer that you were looking for, but you have to be open to it. I believe that God is always giving us answers. He's always giving us clues. He's always trying to save us from ourselves, but we are so caught up in doing. We are so caught up in trying to figure everything out. We're so caught up in trying to, you know, think our way through everything, that we don't allow God to work on our behalf. So step one, you got to set a clear intention. After that, you got to ask for what you want. Once you've asked for what you want, you got to watch for the signs and be open to the answer. Watch for the signs and be open to the answer. And last but not least, and this is like my motto for the rest of my life, okay? Last but not least, you have to flow instead of force. You got to go with the flow. Because what I found is when you try to rush things, when you try to have your control on things, when you try to trade God's timeline for your own deadline, it's not going to be right. What's for you will find you. Every single time, what's for you will find you. And it will not require you to beg, borrow, steal, or be shady. Okay. You have to learn how to flow with what's for you instead of trying to force what isn't. Okay. We got to go with our gut. I believe your gut is your guide, right? When something is about to go wrong, where do you feel it? You feel it in your gut. When you're nervous about something and something great is about to happen, where do you feel it? You feel it in your gut. When something is trying to warn you, stop you in your tracks, where do you feel it? You feel it in your gut. So we have to learn how to flow through life. When God says, okay, it's time to close this book. This chapter has ended. You got to close that thing. Okay. God said, busy at the beach, girls, getaway is done. Who am I to question what God has planned? Who are you to try to question what God has already in the works for your life? Just because we don't understand it, just because it wasn't what we predicted, just because we are not able to control it, does not mean that God is not dictating it to unfold in the way that it truly needs to unfold for us. A lot of times God has to shut down what we are comfortable with to present us with what we are called to do. All right. Sometimes God got to shut down your comfort zone to move you into your calling. All right. So I don't know what this next busy at the beach transition looks like, except for the fact that I know that I'm planning a vacation. Other than that, I don't know where God wants me to go with busy at the beach, but I'm listening. He got my attention. I am tuned in. Sometimes shit has to hit the fan for you to shut up. Shit had to go completely left in order for me to sit down somewhere. It was literally going to take a disaster for me to get quiet. Because you couldn't tell me nothing. Like, I knew what I knew. I knew that I knew it all. I knew that the way that I had been doing things was working. So why switch things up? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, sometimes God has to break it and break you down so that he can build you up, so that he can literally, really, truly force a breakthrough from that breakdown. So I'm excited, y'all. I know I sound super stressed on that last solo episode, and I was. But at this point, I am so 1,000% certain that God is working. He working in mysterious ways, but he is working on your girl. And he's never failed me in the past. Not one time. He has never failed me, never forgotten about me. And so I truly am grateful. I'm grateful that I only have to learn this lesson one time, because you ain't got to tell me twice. You do not have to tell me twice. Take this as a sign. If you have been waiting for a sign, this is it. I hope that you are feeling empowered, encouraged, and inspired to get that ass to work. I love you. See you next week.